Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We have got a very good show planned for you tonight. I hope you join us tonight, and I hope you'll stay with us through the one-hour duration of tonight's show. If you're just joining us, tonight's topic, of course, is your significant other and others will know you care by your actions and not just your words. All right, as always, we want to go ahead and welcome our various co-hosts that will be joining us on tonight's show. So let's go ahead and get started with the wonderful Daring Didi. Daring Didi, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure and honor to have you on board with us.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. And I'm so looking forward to another wonderful week. Thank you for having me.
All right, excellent. We're so glad to have you. Sir Ben Benny from Block is going to be pressing one shortly, and he'll be coming in. While we're waiting for other co-hosts to join us tonight, let me go ahead and start and ask this question of you, Darren Didi, and that is, you know, when we talk about caring, you know, I mean, this gets to be very deep, and we'll get into the story in about 8 minutes or so. But when we talk about your significant other and others will know you care, not just by your words, but by your actions. What does that mean to you? I mean, your words versus your actions, that's what it seems like, a tug of war here.
Well, how you would respond, so not necessarily verbiage, how you would respond, whether you do something physically for somebody without them asking, or only thing that's coming to my mind right now is if it's a heated aggravation of some sort other than giving you a scowly look and in your response. I'm not quite sure, you know, what kind of answer you're looking for, but that's what came to mind.
Okay. All right. We're going to certainly ask the same, but I do want you to get clarity on it, though. So when we're talking about your significant other or others will know you care by your actions, not just your words. So when we talk about actions versus words, that's what we're looking for. We're going to actually stand by. Benny from the Block, let's bring you in here. Benny from the Block, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Always an honor and pleasure, sir.
Good evening, good evening. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you tonight. I'm coming in a different mode tonight, but I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So let me bring you in here with the beginning of tonight's question, along with Darren Didi, what we asked. And when we talk about your actions versus your words, and tonight's topic, your significant other and others will know that you care, not just by your words, but by your actions. Why is it so important that it's not just your words that matter, but your actions more or less?
Well, because words don't have any power like it used to be. It used to be a time that you gave a man your word, and your word was better than a handshake, better than a bond, better than anything. Now, words mean absolutely nothing to people because they believe everybody is a liar, and that's just the way we've gotten to in society. We can't trust anybody's word. You can't trust anybody, and so words have no power. And I find it ironic that words have no power when everything that we have and do and experience is from the result of a word being spoken into existence. And now we as people don't even validate or value words.
All right. That's a very interesting point. You're right. It's been watered down quite a bit. It used to be your word was your bond, and you didn't even have to do a handshake. You're absolutely right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to another one of our co-hosts, Patricia Parker. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Great to have you.
It's great to be here.
All right, great. We're going to ask you to stand by. Poor Rosette, I believe we have Poor Rosette on the line with us tonight. Poor Rosette.
Good evening, everyone. It's great to be here with you guys.
Okay, good. Let me begin asking you, and then we're going to bring in Ricky to the rescue shortly. Poor Rosette, while we've got you on here, is there a difference in your opinion about actions versus words? You know, when somebody expressed their words versus demonstrating their actions, is there a difference in your opinion?
Definitely, because words are... You know, words are important, but then, like, what people do is even deeper.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you, Sam. We're picking up some movements in somebody's background, like they're moving a bag or some groceries or something. We just ask that you mute yourself if you're not on the line with us. All right. Let's go ahead and bring in Ricky to the rescue. Ricky to the rescue, is always a pleasure to have you with us, sir.
Yes, good evening, everyone, and looking at this topic. Seems like it's going to be a very interesting topic, and I'm ready to hear the story.
Yes, sir. I think you all will enjoy tonight's broadcast. All right, so your significant other, if you're just joining us, your significant other and others will know you care not by just your words, but by your actions. By your actions. Rick, I want to ask you, why can't I just, I mean, if I'm not known to really keep my word, why can't I just use my charm in my words and just keep telling you that, yeah, I'm going to get around to that? I hate to target politicians, and I won't even do that, so I withdraw that. But let's say some people will use their charm, and all of a sudden you don't catch on to that until after a while when, well, gosh, I thought he said he was going to do such and such, and he just doesn't. But then... So then you get somebody else who keeps their word by demonstration of their actions. Is there really a significant difference in your opinion?
Oh, yes, I definitely think that there's a difference. And not only just knowing the difference between those two, when we talk about actions, I think it's important to recognize that sometimes our perceived actions are not what the significant other necessarily wants all the time. And so there also has to be a balance with that.
Okay, so when, I mean, should there be, we've had shows, should there be, is there a difference between if I'm married to someone and I'm dating someone, I've been dating this person for more than 8 months, should there be a different expectation if I'm not feeling well or she's not feeling well? Should there be an expectation, if that's my wife, am I more inclined to have that duty versus someone I'm dating, in your opinion, Race to Rescue?
I think that kind of comes naturally. Like, there's expectations for dating, and there's expectations for being, you know, married. And oftentimes, of course, there's going to be a whole lot more expectations when you're married. It's, you know, you have that vow to death do you part. So that adds a whole new layer to, you know, the relationship.
Okay, all right. All right, excellent. All right, we're going to ask you to certainly stand by. Darren Didi, you feel the same way? I mean, you're dating. Love is love, isn't it?
I have to agree with Sir Ben. Yeah, such as if you're being honorable to your spouse, not just by words, you know, when you take those vows, but actually by actions, by following through without any kind of transparency, I mean, with all transparency, that it is what it is in real life versus just words.
Okay. All right. Certainly, we're going to ask you to stand by here. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. We're going to go to the night story rather early because we've got a lot to cover tonight. Tonight's characters are Edwin and Frieda. Edwin and Frieda. Now, of course, all of our stories that are read are inspired by true stories. All of the stories that are read are inspired by true stories. And, of course, the names are always expressed or given, and they're changed to protect the innocent. So we want you to know that. The names are always changed to protect the innocent. Now, any similarities in the situations or the names or the story is circumstantial or maybe similar, just coincidental. But trust me, it's not intended to give anybody's story out here who we're specifically talking about. The stories have been altered slightly just to protect the innocent. All right, and of course we welcome everyone's opinion in expressing themselves. Edwin and Frieda. Edwin and Frieda, they've only been dating for the past 18 months. That's still a long time. They've been dating for the past 18 months. Now, they're both in their early 30s and both divorced. Now, Frieda's a single mom with a 12-year-old daughter from her previous marriage. Frieda recently moved to the state where Edwin works and lives just to be closer to him. She also found a job and her own apartment across town about 20 minutes from Edwin's apartment. Now, Edwin does not have any children. It appears Edwin and Frieda are very much in love with each other. Now, Frieda's a very loving and kind and caring woman who really demonstrates her love for others through her actions by helping whenever and wherever she can, within reason, of course. She is heavily involved in a ministry that supports homeless people and soup kitchens. Now, Edwin, on the other hand, is somewhat opposite, meaning that he thinks more about himself and what someone can do for him. His charismatic and charming words express a very good game of his interest in helping the needy and others, when and if it will highlight or benefit him in some form or fashion. Now, his words seldom, if ever, manifest into actions. Recently, Frieda became ill with a serious case of the flu and required much-needed bed rest and someone to take care of her. Now, of course, her 12-year-old daughter does the very best she can but cannot drive a car to get her the pharmaceutical items she needs for her condition. Now, Edwin is very aware of her sickness and constantly expresses his charming words that he will come see her and get everything she needs, including he'll do the following. Number one, he'll come over and make teas and all of this stuff. He'll get any cold and flu meds that she needs from the pharmacy. He'll take her to the doctor if she needs to go. He's going to spend countless nights over there with her to take care of her, assisting and nursing her back to health. Now, his words are just so charming as Frieda listens to him over the phone as she is in constant aches, pain, coughing, congestion, headache, and can barely breathe. Unfortunately, it's been more than a week, and Edwin is still just expressing charming words, followed by absolutely no actions. He has yet to show up at her place. Her 12-year-old daughter asks on a daily basis, "When is Edwin coming over to help you, Mom?" Frieda, in disgust, actually, simply shakes her head in embarrassment as if to say, "I don't really know." Question is, Benny from the block, I want to start out with you tonight. Question is, could it be that Edwin is so busy, that this guy is so busy that he will eventually get over there? He will eventually get over there to see her. Benny from the block, your thoughts.
Well, see, you're right. His words are not lining up with what he's trying to do. I understand that he's very busy, and I understand he's eventually going to, he's eventually going to get over there. But here's the question. If you don't have time for somebody, why would you give them your word saying that you're going to do something with them when you really know that you don't have the time for them? Wouldn't it be a better thing to just say, honestly, I don't have time right now. I'm really, really busy. And then let that person make a decision on whether or not they want to continue on with the relationship or what's going on, because you really are creating a situation where you're putting expectations that are unmeetable. And for a child to have to ask over and over, that's detrimental to that child, because now that child is learning at an early age that a man can't keep his word. And believe me, that's not a good thing for men now, because women already don't have a lot of confidence in us anyway. But for a child to experience that at an early age is very detrimental. And it looks and it appears to her mother that this guy is actually doing more damage than he is good.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Darren Deedy, let's bring you in here. Before we go to Go Girl, she's chimed in with us as well. Darren Deedy, I mean, this guy loves her, but why hasn't he shown up?
I have to agree with Vinny. His plate is full, or maybe he, you know, he's all talk and no action. I think this is a good example of the actual question. His plate is full, and he needs to just be honest.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Go Girl, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure and honor to have you on board with us. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening.
Yes, Go Girl, did you hear the story tonight?
Yes, I did. I agree with the
Go Girl. His plate is, I'm hearing that his plate may be too full. I mean, you're dating this person for 18 months, and of course, you know, we're not picking on any gender, but it's just a story about Edwin here and Frida. He's dating her for 18 months. This woman even moved to the state where he lives just to be closer to him, and now she's sick, and so his plate is too full for him to get over there and see her?
Well, I call it he's unavailable, and maybe it was for convenience. I don't know, but at this point, for him not to be able to assist her at all, she's an option.
He's an option?
She's an option.
Oh, she's an option. I see. Yeah. She's an option. That is quite interesting. Poor Rosette, we need you to press 1 on your dial. Okay, to log back in to the queue. Okay, so she's an option. Ricky to the rescue, I want to bring you back in here because, I mean, it's like now, Ricky to the rescue, what is happening here? Is this demonstration of love? You're sick. You really know when someone loves you or they care for you when your actions demonstrate that, and that's what the show is about tonight. Is this love? Is this caring?
And interestingly enough, I know to hear a story like this, it kind of takes my mind back to the different love languages, right? And some people will say, oh, my love language is words of affirmation. So here's a clear case of does words of affirmation, you know, is that sufficient enough to sustain a happy relationship? Because I'm hearing everyone's saying, but I'm curious to hear the feedback from a person who would say that that's their love language. And, you know, it's pretty apparent in this situation that it's not going to be enough, and she actually needs someone, you know, and I'm hoping she don't find that comfort from another person.
Wow. But to answer this question directly, is this a demonstration of love? Would you think that someone, you're down on your back, and, I mean, I think she's demonstrated her love moving to that state where he is, just to be closer to him. And she found a job, she found her own apartment, she's trying to make her own way. She doesn't have family in that town. So there's a detrimental reliance on him that this is her man. So should there be, I mean, it's not her husband, but should that matter, Ricky to the rescue? At this point?
Right, again, and so what I'm saying is, and this kind of goes back to something I mentioned earlier, we have a perceived love on what we think people may want to be loved a certain kind of way, but
right.
In looking at this situation, how does she want to be loved? Because, and that's interchangeable as well, but we can go into situations and say, oh, well, this person not showing love or that person's not showing love, but truly enough, the only person that can answer that is the person that's receiving it. And so if that determination hasn't been made, you know, it's not really up to me to say if he's showing love or not, because I don't know the full extent of the situation.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Poor Rosette, I want to bring you in here. I mean, from my perspective, and of course we all give our opinions on here, what Edwin is demonstrating or expressing to her, just as simply words that anybody can say, that is not to me. That's not showing that you love her, that you love her. When someone is really down and out like this here, and you're sick, and he knows that she's sick, he's well aware of it. Poor Rosette, I mean, should she have an expectation for him to be over there? After all, he did promise to come.
Oh, yes, definitely. We know for sure that that she's getting a chance to really see now if he's true or phony. And I believe this is like kind of like letting her know where he stands, because he should be there, because love is kind. And so this is really not kind to not show up to help her out.
Wow, wow. So if that were, let's just say hypothetically, if that were a man that you were involved in with, how would you identify this? I mean, what would be your thoughts? And would you want to proceed further with that relationship?
No, I would feel like they're uncaring. And I know for a fact that if that was going on, if the shoe was flipped and they were sick like that, I know that I would be there and doing things to help them. So, no. So, for sure, I'm thinking that it's not a loving thing to do to not show up when somebody really needs you and they've moved to the town where you are. So they may not even be in a place where there's a good support system. And so it has to definitely be, I mean, a legitimate reason why he can't come, because if not, then it's not acceptable.
All right, we're going to actually stand by. Darren Deedy, I want to bring you in here. Darren Deedy, would this be a man that you want to stay in a relationship with, knowing that you moved to that state where he is to be closer to him, and now you're being treated like this?
No, definitely I would see the light on stage here. I would pack it in.
All right, we're going to actually stand by. Go, girl. Just, okay, after you get back on your feet, he never showed up after all these promises. Let's just say he didn't. Now he apologized. Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. You know, I got so busy. I was calling you every day just to check on you, though. I didn't get over there. You know, I'm sorry. I mean, how many times can I apologize? Go, girl, is that enough for you?
That's unacceptable. No.
But go, girl, isn't it true that women will give men, you know, you'll give us a lot of chances because, I don't know, but sometimes we really mean that we're sorry and something came up. Wouldn't you just give us a lot?
He may be sorry. He may genuinely be sorry. I don't know to what extent. But I also believe that, you know, we do teach people how to treat us. So, you know, I don't know what she, and just like, I forgot the guest, he said, you know, he wasn't sure how, maybe that was the way they operated. That was their little love language. I don't know. But if a person is sick and for you to continuously tell them that you're coming and you don't, that, in essence, that's a lie. So, no, that's not acceptable. And even if you are, you know, you apologize and that's okay, I'll accept it, but we're not going to go on. Because I need someone that's going to be there for me.
All right. Ricky to the Rescue, let me bring you in here. Can people really, Ricky to the Rescue, I mean, as therapists, you and I, we know that people don't just turn it off just like that. Can't they just say, baby, I'm so sorry 100,000 times, and listen, I brought you some flowers, and I've scheduled this here cruise with you. Can't that just be all forgiven and people just go on with their lives, Ricky to the Rescue?
I don't see how most people would go on. I'm interested to know why she's still sticking around. You know, there has to be some type of reasoning, you know, from that in her mind. And I'm curious to know what she's getting out of it, because at this point, you know, is she doing more harm to herself by staying in something if this is how it's making her feel? And interestingly enough, I know in this situation it may be difficult to look at it this way, but if I've spoken to several people who really feel like words motivate them to get better. And even though we're looking at this situation and saying, hey, well, you know, he's not going, because I share that perspective, but, you know, I believe in action. Everyone does not share that same viewpoint, especially as it pertains to relationships. Now, it may be only a few people that feel that way, but some people are really motivated by words.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And I just can't see. Here you are. You make that move to go to be closer to Suzanne. We'll get to you in just a moment. You make that move to get to someone, to live out there because you want to be closer to them. And now you're sick and you're down. And that person cannot take a moment, take time out to come see you. So that, to me, is like all of you all saying, is unacceptable. Business on the Block, I want to bring you in here. Business on the Block, I mean, love is strong. They say that love is the strongest force in the universe. So when he makes his apology and says, well, baby, I'm sorry. You're the love of my life. You're the breath that I breathe. You know, I mean, it's like, baby, things just came up. I can't explain it. So, Benny, aren't we so forgiving? And women sometimes especially are so forgiving that they would just go on and take him back until the next time. And then another apology. Your thoughts on that, Benny from Block?
Yes, and I'm sorry that that we as men, or not all of us, but a majority of us, has taken advantage of something that's so important. Women are a helpmate to us. That means that they help us be better at who we are so we can help them be even greater, because the words behind everything is, behind every great man is a great woman. And so he's taken that whole element of who she is, her kindness, and he's allowed it to manipulate to work to his favor. Point blank, if a man loves you, not just in mouth, but in deed, he will take the necessary things to, he'll leave that work, that job, whatever he's got to do, to come take care of that which you love. You do not abandon that which you love. What he has made his love is what we call false love or conditional love. I want to love you the way I want to love you and not the love that you need from me, because the love that you need from me will require me to do things that I'm not willing to do right now. Leave my job, leave my work, keep my word, come over there, be with you, help you. Because when a woman is sick, she needs the stability of a strong man to be there with her to know, baby, everything's all right. Not in words, but indeed, I'm here. I got your flowers, I got your water, I got your food, I got everything. Baby, you ain't got to worry about nothing. You just spend your time getting better. I got your medicine, I got everything you need. I'm going to pamper you beyond your imagination because I love you, not just in word, but indeed. So that's a jokester. You know, this is a whole new life that we live now with jokesters. Jokesters out here playing games with people's emotions, feelings. And let me tell y'all, point blank, if you ever want to find out somebody love you or not, don't get sick. Because a joker or a woman will abandon you so fast, they'll leave you on the side of the road like you were an abandoned baby or unwanted child and go on about their business because they don't want to, oh, I didn't sign up for that. Oh, you sick? Oh, no, I didn't sign up for that. And that's the negativity that we've come to in our lives. So don't fall for that. If a joker can't be around you when you well, he definitely ain't going to be around you when you sick.
Okay, and that certainly goes both ways, you all out there, that woman can do that as well. So, again, we're not picking on any gender. But what happens is, I mean, we're not talking about animals out here. We're talking about male and female. So that these stories go either way. So let me go here. Suzanne, we're going to get to you in just a moment. Go, girl, I want to go back to you before we go to Port Rosette. And go, girl, I mean, here it is now. This was something Benny from the Block just said. I often tell my clients that, listen, when it comes to relationships, there's twofold parts. There's more than that, but there are two important factors. One is you're going to love the person you want the way you want to love them. And Ricky to the Rescue spoke about the five love languages. You know, he introduced that tonight. You're going to love the person the way you want to love them. But there's another way that the person desires to be loved. That's their intrinsic love. That meets their intrinsic need, which speaks to the five love languages. Hey, I need to be loved like this. This, I understand what you're doing for me. That's how you want to love me. But these are my needs. These are my needs. If you are not able to meet that person's intrinsic needs, and then, Rachel, I want you to speak on that as well. If you're not able to speak to that person's intrinsic needs, then what do you have? First, let me go to Go Girl. Go Girl, if somebody is not able to speak to your needs the way you need to be loved, then what do you have, if anything?
I don't believe that if that person is unable to express what your heart or your soul needs, there's going to be something missing between you two. And intrinsically, that individual needs to make sure that he or she understands what it is they need. And if not, like I said, it's going to be some of that connection is not going to, it's going to unravel the little bit that you've gotten, but also you're not going to have a 100% of a bond, I should say. It's going to be, you know, you're waiting for this to be filled when it probably won't.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. You know, one of the big challenges out here, people don't take time to study, to learn about their significant other. You've dated this guy, you've dated this girl, you know, blah, 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 right? But each person is different, and you cannot categorize or stereotype everyone being basically the same. Okay, all women are the same. All men are the same. That is absolutely incorrect. By nature, we are, but our characteristics, our traits, they're different inside. We are individualized. And if you don't study that person, for example, you know, just for example, I have that alpha male type personality, alpha male. Okay, which requires a lot of energy and research, intellect, you know, so forth, right? That alpha male, energized. But then how many people will even look to study whether it's an alpha male or the female who's an alpha female? You know, how many people will study to see what moves that person, what drives them? Because those can be, people have identified that as being high maintenance. And so what happens is people don't know how to deal with that. And in my own personal experience, it's been rare to match up with someone that knows how to meet the intrinsic needs because we don't take time to study. Let me go ahead to Port Rosette. Why is that intrinsic need so important? And we're going to have Ricky the Rescue speak to that in a little while. We got a lot of comments today. We got a lot to cover you all. We got to take a couple of commercial breaks as well. Port Rosette, talk to me. Why is that intrinsic need so important?
Yeah, I feel that that's really important because that's an inner part of the person that's not going to go away. And so that's why, that person needs to see and, you know, get to know the person and really know if they're willing to meet that need. If not, then it's best to just walk away.
Okay. It's just best to walk away. All right, we're going to come back here to you in just a moment. Ricky, I want you to speak about that intrinsic need. Suzanne, we'll get to you and others who are waiting. That intrinsic need, why is that so vital? I mean, the person loves you. Here it could be Edwin is loving her the way he wants to love her, but he's not meeting her intrinsic needs. Why are they so important?
Well, that creates the foundation, right? And so you want to be able to stand on a good foundation. It drives the purpose. It drives everything moving forward in which, you know, you're trying to do. And oftentimes when we're talking about relationships, people get caught up in their standards or they get caught up in a man's role versus a woman's role. And we often miss looking at the actual individual person that we're with. And so to figure out that intrinsic need, you're going deeper. You're going inside of the layers of all of that other stuff that we try to focus all this attention on. We go inside of those things and find out who that true individual is based upon how society has set standards on how we should view them.
Absolutely. That is vital. That is vital. If Frieda were one of my clients, of course you don't tell them what to do, but I would be steering her in the direction that this man is not demonstrating that he cares for you. He's not. He's not showing that he loves you. He's not showing that he cares for you because he's basically into himself. If he hasn't gotten over there when you need him, I mean, what's the point? All right, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to go ahead and bring in Marjorie Cross. Marjorie Cross, thank you for joining us this evening. Welcome to tonight's show. Marjorie Cross, would you be with a man that if you're sick and down and out and he can't do anything for you, would you stay hanging there even though you love him like he's the last man on the planet?
Well, good evening, Dr. Walker, and good evening to all your co-hosts and everyone. Now, if as they said, actions speak louder than words, and if you really love me and I'm sick and he can't be there for me, I don't think I could be there for him either. You know, that's the way I feel.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Wow, we're going to ask you to stand by. Before you give your commercial break, you said if you really love me, say that again, if you really love me, what?
Okay, action speaks louder than words. And if you really
right.
love me, you would be there for me. But if you can't be there for me, I cannot be there for him neither.
Okay, all right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. And you've just given us one of the future shows that we have coming up where it talks about what God said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And how many people do that, right? But that's a future show coming up. But we're going to ask you to stand by. Go ahead, Marjorie Cross, and give us your commercial break.
Okay. All right. Good evening again, everyone. My name is Mark.
He's giving deception of success.
Some talking in the background. Yes, my name is Marjorie Allen Cross. I'm a health and wellness consultant with one of the most outstanding companies in the world, Isogenic. We are A-plus on the Better Business Bureau for over 20 years. We have over 150 products, health products, that may be able to help you with any health conditions. If you'd like to find out more about it, we have products like collagen, adaptogen, different products. Whatever you'd like to find out about, please give me a call at 786-319-7223. Again, my number is 786-319-7223. Or you could visit the website at betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. Thank you, Dr. Walker. I'm enjoying the show.
All right. Thank you so very much for that. We're going to go ahead with Ricky to the Rescue with his commercial break at this time. Ricky to the Rescue. Thank you.
Yes, good evening, everyone. Again, I am Ricky to the Rescue, founder of A Path to Greatness, LLC. This is the opportunity for you to visit the website at togreatness.com. You enter the number 2, followed by greatness.com. Also, we can be reached at 404-968-9940. Again, that telephone number is 404-968-9940. If you find yourself in a situation similar to this story, we are the people to contact to help you develop a plan and moving forward. Thank you for that.
All right. We certainly appreciate you, Rick to the Rescue. Suzanne, thank you for your patience. I want to bring you in here now. Suzanne, I mean, we've got a lot of comments, you all, so we're going to try to get to as many as we possibly can tonight. Suzanne, let me just ask you this here question. I mean, point blank, she's sick. He hasn't gotten there. Now she's recovered. She's better. She never saw him. He's, you know, begging for forgiveness because she's upset with him. So he brings her the world, you know, flowers. You know, he's got a cruise planned for a three-day, four-night, or four-night, three-day, whatever it is. And, you know, she's excited. It was something she wanted to do. Suzanne, does that mean all is forgiven?
Not for me. It wouldn't. Because apparently maybe someone else was getting his attention while she was sick. And now that she's better, maybe the other person decided to back off. And now he's looking to get that attention that he was getting before. So, no, I wouldn't give him the time of day.
Suzanne, really, can you really turn it off like that, Suzanne? Can you, I mean, this is a man that's your knight in shining armor. You moved to that state where he lives so you could be closer to him. You bought an apartment 20 minutes across town from him. You uprooted your daughter from her school just to be with that man. Suzanne, can you really turn your love off from him just like that by not giving him the time of the day? Seriously, Suzanne?
Yes. When I really needed him, when I was on my back, he wasn't there for me. So he proved to me how he felt about me.
And so you can actually turn. So then, Suzanne, maybe you didn't love him like you thought you did after all. If you can turn it off like a light switch, Suzanne, is that what you're telling me?
No, I loved him, but he hurt me even more than the sickness by not being there for me. Because I know me, I would have gone out of my way for him, but he didn't feel the same in return.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, Suzanne. Suzanne, it sounds like you're very passionate about that, and I don't blame you. Darren Deedy, I just can't see someone turning their love off just like that. And the man is coming with a cruise package.
He was never there to begin with, so maybe it was all the stage lights that was blurring her vision, but I don't think he was there to begin with.
All right. I like that part about blurring the vision. That's a very good point. We're going to take some of the comments that have come in here. You all, we got to speed it up now. We're almost out of time. Let's go here and take some of these comments that have come in. And the first one, Go Girl, we want to give you this first one. This male writes in, he says, your significant other or others will know you care by your actions, not just your words. When it comes to tonight's topic, your actions, in my opinion, means more than your words because anyone can just say anything. Go, girl, is that true? Your actions more than your words? So if a man is not saying, I love you, after 3 months you're dating him or 6 months, and you've told him you love him, and he's not saying, well, I love you too, baby. I mean, but he's showing you love. Is that a difference?
It may be a difference, but love in itself is not a one-time thing. It is a combination. It is an existent. It's consistent to what you say. So if your words do not align with your actions, nope.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Poor Rosette, same question here. I mean, you dating this guy 6 months. You have told him at least 4 times, I love you. And he's yet to say it back, I love you too, or to even say it. But he's showing you. He does all of the nice things. He takes you out on the sun, for a sunrise, breakfast, on the beach. He takes you out, a candlelight ocean ride, dinner cruise, you know, where they have a glass-bottom boat like in Florida. he's just showing you, but he's not. I mean, he's very affectionate with you, but he just doesn't say the words, I love you. But his actions are demonstrating that. Do you need to hear those words?
Yes, I think those words are important, because whatever he's really feeling, he should be able to express it. The only way is like if he's holding back, it could be something else going on, some reason, you know, behind that. And so I would be cautious because, actions do speak, you know, as well, but still, he should be able to say those words, too, if he means them. And so maybe he shouldn't say them yet since, you know, he's not sure.
Okay, but so if he's dating you for 6 months and you've told him 4 times that you love him and he's yet to say it back to you, like, I love you, too, should he be forced to say it, Port Rosette?
I don't think he should be forced to say it. So that's why I'm saying, you know, she should proceed with caution, because there's something going on, and I don't know if he's not used to saying that, or if he's just in a mindset of he doesn't want to say that because he knows what it means to a woman. And, like, he's, like, you know, feeling like if he does that, then, you know, it's kind of like he's sealing stuff even more. So I think he's trying to play, you know, yeah, he's playing around in some way.
Okay, so for if that were you and you were the guy 6 months and he has yet to say it to you, but his actions are demonstrating everything, what are you going to do? Walk away from the love that's demonstrated? Because the words are not expressing it? Help me out with that.
No, but I would have to just kind of talk it out with him, because, like I said, I know some people may grow up in families where they're not used to saying the words, I love you.
Right.
And they really do feel like actions speak louder than words. And so that would have to be a conversation that we would have. And But at some point, you know, for sure, if I'm saying that, it's like everybody, you know, likes to hear that in return too now. It's, you know, if it's a mutual feeling. Yeah.
Oh. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Ricky DeRusco, I want to bring you here on this one here. And why does his actions, here we're talking tonight about actions versus your words. His actions are demonstrating, clearly demonstrating, or that there is some love there, but he's not expressing that. You know, there was an artist that said show and tell. That's the name of the game, show and tell. So why is this important? I mean, some people do want to hear that. And, you know, I hear a lot of women do like to hear that you love them, especially if she's telling him that. So, Rick DeRusco, why is that so important?
Well, the words that we speak, right, which leads to our thoughts and our actions, it's kind of like a sequence of events. And if you're saying something different from what you're doing, that means something is in conflict with that person. So if I can, it's almost like I can believe a part of you, but I can't believe all of you. So what are you hiding? Like now it feels like someone may be hiding something. So it's important that all of those aspects line up, because that will truly represent how you feel.
Okay. All right. But then it almost seems like it's like, okay, yeah, and I'm going back to Port Rosette here, because she's like, well, at some point we got to have a discussion on this. Now it's like, okay, you're telling me now that you want me to say this. If I didn't grow up saying that, then Port Rosette, I want to bring you back in here. If I didn't grow up saying that, just like you said, in some families, people don't grow up. They're not used to that. So, but he's showing you, and he's like, well, you need me to say that? So what do you tell him?
Yes, and so I would tell him that, you know, that I feel like if he does love me, then he should say it as well as show it.
Okay, so but now if you're having that discussion with him, how do you know it's real now? And he says, you say to him now, I love you. You know, you're getting off the phone or whatever, and he says, he hesitates. You know, okay, I love you too. Okay, now how do you? I mean, what do you? Would you accept that?
That right there is just kind of like forced or like not really real, you know. So
no, it's not.
That's why I think in the end, once she finds out the reason why he may not like to say that, that would give her more clues as far as what he's really thinking and feeling and where all that is coming from. But I honestly think that your words and actions need to line up.
Okay. So. All right. And very important. All right. Benny from the block, I want to bring you back in. Benny from the block, are you available?
Yes.
From the block. Okay. So
yes.
Benny from the block, just quickly here, because we're almost out of time. I got several more comments I want to get into. Benny from the block, so now it's like, I mean, would you accept a relationship where you told the woman after dating her for 6 months that you love her, but she's yet to say it back to you, but she's there for you in every way and in all ways, and it's like she's demonstrating love. Is it necessary for you to hear from her that I love you?
No, because remember, everything we need before we ever ask for it, it's already been shown to us or demonstrated to us. If my lady is demonstrating everything that I desire, the way she treats me, the way she talks to me, there is a evidence of the love that's there. And so sometimes the evidence is greater than the words that we speak.
All right. Interesting. You know, it shows that we're all different. Because, I mean, now, you know, I'm thinking that they both have to be aligned. You know, I want to hear it as well as I want to say it, you know, but I don't want it to be forced. Ricky to the Rescue, another male's perspective. Would you want to date a woman for 6 months and you've told her 4 or 5 times you love her and she has yet to tell you, to express those words, yet her love is demonstrated to you unquestionably?
Right, and so if I'm saying it, I'm hoping that there's a line of open communication where it could be said back, you know, because obviously that would be important to me, right? Because
right.
If I'm saying it, I would want to hear it back. Now, you know, I can think of situations where you can go in and say, well, you know, with a man, he never says I love you, you know, and in many cases, he may not even love, right? And so
right.
It's good to hear things at times, especially when you need it to be reaffirmed in communication, because when we're talking about establishing communication, it's wide scale, but it's also specific to certain things. And once you build the momentum of having open communication, it allows you to keep building on more momentum.
All right. You're absolutely right. Rick to the Rescue, while we've got you here, let's take the second comment. We got to go fast, you all. We're almost out of time. This email, she writes in, she says, I learned a long time ago, never go by what someone will say, but rather go by what they do or their actions. That works for her. Rick to the Rescue, anything you want to add to that?
Well, you know, I just want to say, when you first meet someone and when you dating them, you're basically going off of everything what they say because they haven't had enough time to show you anything, right? And so once someone says something and then the actions start to line up, then you can say, okay, I see some consistency with this person. And then you start to think, well, maybe I can trust this person because they're actually doing what they said that they was going to do.
Okay, that makes sense. Freaks of Rescue, we're going to reserve you for now and ask that you close us out on tonight's topic in about 6 minutes. Will you do that for us?
Yes, I will.
All right, we'll reserve you now. You're sniffing the other, and others will know you care by your actions, not just your words. All right, go girl, I want to bring you in here for this comment now. This male, he writes in, he says, the bottom line is that people have always just said things. They just say things because it's easier to say words but maybe harder to show your actions. That's deep. Go, girl. What do you think? People can just say anything, but it's harder to show your actions. Is it really?
Well, I put more weight personally on their actions than what they say. However, again, it may be harder, and that's why actions for me are more important than what you say, because you really have to whatever you say, you actually got to physically do now. You have to show it. You have to prove it. And that, you know, what you say could be in 30 seconds, but what you do might take you 30 minutes. So, yes, it may be harder, but it's not harder if you are certain that this is the person you're willing to love and care for. It doesn't become a chore in that sense. It's something that you would do because you love that person, you care about that person, you want that person to understand that I'm with you, I'm here, you know, we're going to do this until we die.
Right, okay. So would you agree with Port Rosette that the actions and the words need to be aligned, they need to be consistent?
Yep.
Okay, all right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Suzanne, we have this next one for you. Suzanne, this comment comes in, excuse me, this comment comes in, the male says, no, this female, she actually says, you know, it really bothers me when your so-called friends know that you are sick, just like in tonight's story, and just say, I hope you feel better, but we're not even off to see if you need anything. Well, I hope I feel better also. That's hope. So why should that bother her? If her friends say, well, I hope you feel better, but they don't offer anything, Suzanne, to see if you need anything.
Well, it should bother her because when you're sick, you need someone's help because you can't always go out and get what you need or do the things that you would normally do. So you need the help from someone if you don't have a mate that lives with you to help you get things done, whether it's bringing some groceries in the house, getting you some medicine, or whatever it may be. You need help. So just to tell me you hope I feel better, well, yeah, I want to feel better, but I also need some assistance too.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Darren Deedy, I want to pose that one over there to you as well. Darren Deedy, I mean, why can't you just push through it and go get your own stuff from the pharmacy instead of expecting it from somebody else? I'm just asking.
Well, 9 times out of 10, that's the way it works out anyways. But it's nice to have a friend or, you know, someone that cares for you enough to even ask and follow through by helping. That's just
okay.
Common courtesy.
So, again, if it's not your significant other, go, girl, I want to bring you in here now. If it's not your significant other, should there be an expectation that you have a friend? They're just friends, platonic friends. Should you have an expectation that, let's say you got 3 good platonic friends, should there be an expectation that one of them should come over there and bring you something from the pharmacy that you need if you're seriously ill?
You know what? I think as individuals and as Christians and as friends, sometimes it depends on that situation. However, you know, I personally will always offer, you know, if the person is really sick, I mean, down where they're not able to really take care of themselves to the point where they do need some help, I'm going to offer. But sometimes, you know, their kids might be there, or sometimes we take for granted they have family here or they got a sister or,
yeah,
you know, a neighbor, and we may not ask, but normally I'll ask if that person is really, like I said, down. Sometimes
oh, wow,
you just
wow.
make them a call.
I'm sorry that we have to get to that point, that they got to be really, really down. If somebody,
if
oh my.
Got, if yeah. you just have a cold, no, I'm being, I'm, people are sick all the time. I got coworkers that used to be sick. I don't go by their house. I call them and say, you okay? And they might say, yeah, I'm okay. But usually if a person, I'm when I'm saying really down, I'm saying where
yeah.
they're not able to take care of themselves. That's what I'm
right,
referring
I got
to.
You. All right, we're going to actually stand by. We're going to take one more comment, then we'll reach the rescue the last one. Poor Rosette. Just last one here. Poor Rosette, this male, he says, I used to give people the benefit of the doubt until I realized that I was the one missing out by showing my actions and only receiving their words. Now I'd rather see your actions than hear your words. What do you think, poor Rosette? Actions, than seeing your words. Just quickly, 15 seconds or less. All right, perhaps poor Rosette is not there. Reach the restroom, we're going to go ahead with this. Well, actually, I think we said earlier
I'm
that
here.
They
I'm sorry.
Be a line.
I'm sorry.
It's clear they're lying. Let's go to the last comment for Ricky to the rescue, and he's going to close us out. That sweet message says, in my opinion, actions demonstrate and words are just uttered. In other words, actions demonstrate and words are just uttered. It's that simple. Actions are demonstrated and words are just uttered. On that note, we're going to turn it over to Ricky to the rescue to close us out. Ricky to the rescue.
Yes, I think it's important to have actions in a relationship. It definitely reinforces whatever expected or, you know, something that's wanted out that situation. But it's also important to remember when we start talking about actions, there are many people in relationships right now, maybe listening in as well, that they're doing so many actions to please the other person, but they're not being pleased on their end. Or they're having all these actions to please a person, and that person is only the receiver of being pleased, so they never take the opportunity to go in to look to see, well, what actions am I taking or not taking to please my mate? And so actions are important, but actions can be affected based upon how we view them and how we perceive them. And so I think it's also equally important to have the open dialogue and to have the communication, to have conversations, to even see if we're happy in our relationships, because there are a lot of people out there that's going above and beyond, and it may not be received the same way on the other end. And so thank you for that. And in closing, I just want to say that I enjoyed the show, and I enjoyed everyone who was able to log in tonight.
All right, thank you. On that note, we're clearly out of time. I want to thank all of you all as well for joining us here tonight. We hope you'll join us again next week. Well, actually, we'll be here tomorrow night for our one-hour inspirational program. When tomorrow night's topic is going to be everyday signs that reflects God's love for humanity or us. Everyday signs that reflects God's love for humanity and us. All right, so until tomorrow night or until next Thursday, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful evening.
Good night.
Good night.
Have a wonderful evening, everyone, also. Stay safe, stay blessed, and great closing, Ricky, to the rescue. God bless you all. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, and good night.
You're welcome. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Stay safe and stay well, everyone. God bless you all. Dr. Walker and everyone, God bless you all. Bye.